It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, filling in today for Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Today on the show, we're talking with the candidates running in next week's primary election for state treasurer. The current office holder, Kurt Schuller, is not seeking re-election. He was unable to get rid of his own office, a promise he made when campaigning in 2010. Our next guest wants to do what Schuller couldn't and get rid of the office once and for all. Matt Adamczyk is a Republican candidate for state treasurer. He's a rental property owner and former legislative advisor in the Wisconsin legislature. He joins us now by phone. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, out of the four primary challengers in this race, you're the only one running to eliminate the office of state treasurer. Why?
Well, I support the elimination effort because, frankly, the office has become a figurehead position and there are really no duties left there. And I'm a believer when you have an office that doesn't have anything to do, that we just go ahead and get rid of it.
The argument has been made that the office is needed and should have some of those powers you mentioned restored. The case to be made for that kind of office is we need a balance, not too much power going to the governor's office, to the executive. It's kind of an extra little check and balance. Is there any argument to be made in that way?
Well, I guess I'd say this. The duties that were removed, such as the last big duty was the unclaimed property program, and that was moved to the Department of Revenue. This was being handled previously by bureaucrats in the treasurer's office, so now it's being handled by people that work at the Department of Revenue. It's not necessarily a power grab. I would definitely not call it that. I would say it's been moved from the treasurer's office over to the Department of Revenue for efficiency purposes. And I'll give you just a very quick example. Unclaimed property, this is like, you know, lost money, lost checking accounts, that type of stuff. Somebody like yourself might have $25 from a previous bank account. Previously, the only way you could access that money under the treasurer's office is that you would have to file a claim. Well, under new legislation passed last session, a bipartisan legislation, all members of the legislature supported, as well as Governor Walker signed it. The new legislation, which goes into effect next July, Department of Revenue is going to be able to use your tax information that they have and start linking those people up on the unclaimed property list and start giving them back their money automatically. That'll be the first time in the history of the program that that could happen.
There has been criticism that since unclaimed property was moved from the treasurer to the Department of Revenue, that there's been a backlog. Does that worry you?
I guess the term backlog is what was used by the people in the media. The number of people on the list that are waiting to get their money is increased. Let's say it went from 3,000 to 8,000 or something like that. And I wouldn't say that I'm concerned by the term backlog, in that the people that are on that list, they have 90 days to receive their money, either approve them or deny them the money that they've claimed. I'm not worried about those people on the list because those people are going to get their money, either if they have it coming to them or if they don't have it coming to them. The real problem with the unclaimed property program is not the 8,000 people that have applied for it. It's the thousands, tens of thousands of people that have money and either, one, don't know about it, or two, know about it and don't want to deal with the burdensome paperwork in order to claim it. And that's why the new program over at the Department of Revenue, which is going to start to link up these things automatically and send it back to the taxpayer, is just so much more efficient.
The incumbent who's not running, current state treasurer Kurt Schuller, as we mentioned, ran under the promise of doing his best to get rid of the office of the state treasurer. He made an effort early on. Some in the assembly supported him. He got some support there. But here's election time. The office still exists. What would you do differently to try to successfully eliminate the office of treasurer?
Well, I guess I'd start by saying that I don't believe Kurt Schuller actually pushed for the elimination effort. Early on in the four-year term, he helped, you know, supposedly get a bill amendment put together. But this last legislative session, when the bill came up, for example, in the state assembly, it passed there with 57 Republicans and 10 Democrats, including the Dem leader. So that was 67-32. That's a supermajority vote. After that happened, he did not make one comment, did not congratulate them for getting it done, and he never attended a public hearing in regards to the elimination. I don't believe he cared to. Partially probably because his deputy was running for the office at the time. I don't know his reasoning, but I don't believe he actually pushed to eliminate the office. That's going to be a complete difference for me. I'm going to do it from day one till the end of my term, but I'm confident we can get it done.
When you enter office, if you win, the office will still be there. Between then and the hypothetical elimination of the office, what would you change in the Treasury office?
Well, I guess some people think that this office has all kinds of fiscal responsibility and duties. That's just not true. The state treasurer has, it's one person, the treasurer, and three staff. So the whole agency consists of four people. And the three other people that work in the office are a deputy, a communications director, and a secretary. And I've pledged I can run the office by myself. That saves, if I don't hire three additional staff, that saves over 80% of the budget day one. There is not that much to do in the office. There's no reason that four people need to do the duties. I can do it all by myself and save the taxpayers, like I said, about 80% day one. But I will use my entire time in office, one, to eliminate the office, and then two, to look for other areas of government efficiency or other government waste, to try to shine a light on it, work with the legislature to try to, you know, improve them.
Yeah, on that issue of finding government waste outside of the treasurer's office, what kind of things would you look for? How would you work with the executive, the governor's office, and the legislature to target those?
Well, I guess I have some good relationships, having worked in the building for almost a decade. But the thing that I would do most is that I would try to find the areas where I see that there's problems, either areas where government waste is happening or efficiencies could be made. And then I would have to work with the legislature and work with the governor or any other department head or whatever, because the treasurer just does not have any power himself. He does not have that power. But I tell people I will work with the legislature because they are the ones that will have to, pass any new laws to change things for the better.
It's a rare situation that someone runs for an office with the intention of eliminating it. What made you feel like you were the person to take on this job and get rid of it?
That's a very good question. I'm actually asked that quite a bit by people. I mean, people say you're running for office to get rid of your own job, and I say yes. And it is a different, it's kind of an odd, scenario. But I decided to step up a few months back because it looked like every single person that was running for the office was just going to run. There was nobody running to say, let's get rid of this office. And 4 years ago, the guy was elected. Now, granted, I told you he did nothing to really work at it, but I believe our state wants to get rid of this office. A couple of the big papers in the state have editorialized saying, let's get rid of it. And since that election 4 years ago, the legislature has only taken more responsibilities away. I mean, we literally are left with a treasurer that I believe literally has nothing to do. So for that reason, I said, I need to make sure that somebody runs to actually, follow through on I believe, the will of the state to get rid of this office once and for all.
Can you talk a little bit about your career background in politics and elsewhere that makes you well suited to take this job, do the negotiations, help write legislation and get rid of it?
I guess I would say, I have worked in the building as a capital staffer, policy advisor for almost a decade. And so I have a good rapport with many of the people in the building. I know people, staff on both sides of the aisle. I do have 17 different assembly sponsors, endorsers for my campaign. So I have many people that I can go to that I have a good rapport with already. But I think right now the big thing is just a referendum question. I believe this is a mini referendum. On August 12th, I support eliminating the office. My opponent does not. So if you're voting in the Republican primary and you think that this office should be eliminated, I guess I'd ask for people's vote.
Win or lose, do you think the will is there in the legislature to go through the process of amending the Constitution to get rid of this office, pass it through the legislature, do it again, and then get voters out there to back you up?
I definitely believe so. Anytime a bill, and it's an amendment, it passed in just the one House last year. We kind of ran out of time there with the Senate, but when it passed the Assembly, like I said, 67-32, that wasn't a close vote. That's a large majority. It's two-thirds. Typically, when a bill passes one of the houses by two-thirds vote, it should be able to pass the other house. And I believe, especially with the makeup of the possible new Senate, that there are going to be plenty of people that want to, support this next session.
A brief final message to voters before I let you go.
I guess the big difference, again, when you vote on August 12th, if you think an office that does nothing costs the taxpayer $1 million, I guess I'd encourage you to vote for one of my opponents. But if you think that this office that is literally a waste of $1 million and it's the bipartisan effort to get rid of it, it's not only supported by Governor Walker, even Tom Barrett supports eliminating the office. And like I said, there was bipartisan support in the legislature. So if you're willing to eliminate this office, save $1 million of taxpayer money, which can be used either, you know, for other purposes in government. I ask for your vote on August 12th. And again, my name is Matt Adamczyk.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Matt.
Okay, thank you for having me.
That's Matt Adamczyk. He's a Republican candidate for state treasurer.